Welcome to the Late Awakening. We haven't been around for a while. We had some technical difficulties, but Joanne has figured it out.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your technical difficulties last week. Oh, we're not going to talk about that?
I see what's going on here. I see what's going on here. You get a little bit of a surprise at that?
No, I don't want to get into it.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. We'll do that on my OnlyFans account.
Yeah, that's a
good idea. On my Only Dealers account.
Yeah, no, that's not
funny. You don't want to get into that.
Okay.
No, we're car dealership. No, the car dealership.
We had a little setback
what
last
the
week.
What the fuck you bring this up for?
Well, because you mentioned that we
I thought it'd
been
be a good
a
idea
while.
To talk about it. Don't want to talk about it. Not right now.
Me either.
You kind of surprised me. I mean, I had a, you know.
I surprised myself with that one. That sometimes good. Things come out of your mouth.
Anyway,
that you didn't
listen,
intend.
I'll edit all that out. Thanks. What's going on today over here?
Okay. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on.
I see you got a little list of topics. We're going to try to stay on like topics and have some structure?
We've been advised by one of our listeners that structure might be a good thing for us, although neither one of us are ever very structured in life, which is why we're probably doing this right now. And
yeah, there's no structure in my life. Never been any structure.
No, I know. It's a problem. Should there be? Well, let's try it out.
Bart always wants to be on the podcast.
The Bartcast?
Yeah. Should I let him in? I mean, he's just going to scratch and people are going to think I have jock itch still.
All right. You do, but that's a different topic for a different day.
Come on in, Bart. Come on. Oh, that's Holly. What do you want? Look who's here. It's Holly. Wow, what a
surprise first guest today is.
Yeah, I slammed the door in the face. Sorry about that, folks, but we love animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what are we talking about, Joe?
Today's Friday the 13th.
Really?
Yeah. Just realized that.
What's all that about? Like what?
I don't know.
I've been hearing
it has something to do with Camp Crystal Lake.
Yeah, but I've been hearing about the Friday the 13th. Nothing happens on Friday the 13th. That doesn't happen any other day.
My mother always said good things happen to her on Friday the 13th. I guess means she's the Antichrist.
Yeah. Were you born on Friday the 13th?
No. You don't know my birthday?
I do.
It's not the 13th.
Well, next topic.
Okay.
But I didn't forget Mother's Day.
No. You gave me some nice
flowers. $2
flowers. Really? That's how much it cost? Wow.
Of course. I couldn't. I didn't have $2.
Did you steal those from somebody?
All right, next topic. You know, there's a little cemetery not too far from here.
Oh,
my
God.
It has nothing to do with the flowers. I was just, you know, I didn't know if you knew that.
I think it has everything to do with flowers.
Nah, I bought those, baby. You know I got a job now.
Speaking of that, one of the things that I thought was really cool came out today that Norm MacDonald has a comedy special coming out. He's been dead for, 9, 10 months now or something.
Yeah.
But he recorded this a couple of years before he died. He thought he was going to die back then. And so he wanted to do one last comedy special. He did it in his living room.
Aww.
Yeah. And then right before he actually did die, he
made a deal with Netflix?
Apparently so. Talked to his producer and wanted to watch it again, and he told her that he wanted to release it after he was gone. So that's coming out on May 30th.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Well, it would be great for, like, if he just said everything that was on his mind, you know what I mean? Like that great time, that clip from The View. Remember The View when he was on The View and he was calling
that
Clinton?
That was amazing.
Barbara Walters was shaking in a fucking... high heels.
You know, Clinton killed a guy.
Oh, you didn't know.
I thought everybody knew.
I thought you know. You didn't know. You know, he killed people.
I think that this should start a new trend for all of us do it. Like if you know you're going to die, you got some terminal illness, everybody should do their own stand-up show right before you go.
That's a good idea.
I'm definitely doing it. I might do it tonight.
What does that mean?
I don't know, just in case.
You know, I had a great idea years back, you know. Remember that idea of opening up a comedy place / funeral parlor?
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be great. You know what? Because when my dad passed away, I remember when I was walking around the funeral parlor, you know, and I was like cracking jokes. I was like doing stand up, you know, and everybody was kind of looking at me weirdly, like, what's the matter with this guy? I mean, you know, his father, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I kind of did a couple.
Sick fuck.
What? No. But I'm just saying, you know, it's like, why make it such a, like, it's a horrible experience, but why, you know?
Well, in some cultures, they don't look at it that way. They celebrate, you know, that's like, because somebody said something, I don't know, I think it was in my newsfeed or something, but, you know, you should look at it as like, well, now they know. You know, none of us know what happens, but when somebody passes over, they know.
It's true.
You know? So, you know, there's no reason that it has to be so morbid.
Yeah. But I think the whole thing about, like, getting up there and telling jokes and stuff, right? It's a kind of a good
idea.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I did it in front of like my dad's funeral and stuff, and he heckled me. Now I'm like, anyway, no, but like it didn't go over too well.
Wow. Yeah. You bombed at your father's funeral.
And upstairs, downstairs, they embalmed him and I got bombed upstairs. No, I'm like, he was cremated. Joey, I don't want to talk about this. Can we talk about last week?
No.
So another thing too, what was I going to say? As far as Norm, even if he said stuff that we would love to hear, I'm sure Netflix won't put it all out there. They'll edit it.
I don't know, though, because there's this new, and it's like what I've been telling you. Everything's going to snap back because everything's got so fucking crazy and over the top with all this cancel bullshit. And it's starting. Netflix, I saw... sent an internal email to all their staff a couple days ago, maybe yesterday, and told people, if you have a problem with we promote artists and entertainers from all walks of life with different opinions. And if you have a problem with something that you're going to try if you're going to try to censor anybody, then maybe this place is not
good.
For you.
You can't.
They literally said that.
They're artists. It's, you know what I mean? You're an artist. Whether you act, you know, sing, movies, you know, document, whatever the hell is on there, you should be able to watch it. And if you have an opinion, you don't like it, don't watch it. But don't try to cancel anything.
Right. They're trying to keep people from seeing things that there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to choose for ourselves what we see.
Exactly.
But this is on the heels of Netflix is tanking right now.
Yeah.
You know, and they made a series of horrible decisions, and they're kind of laying it all on there, not to defend these censors that work for them. But yeah, I mean, first they started with they're going to go after people for sharing their passwords. And then they wanted to, I think they were planning on raising their rates.
Yeah, I saw that.
And a bunch of stuff. And then, you know, their stock tanked and... Now they're scared. So they're starting to wake up to the fact that, you know, we can live without them. They got so big that they were killing cable. You know, they're killing all the regular TV channels.
Look at my daughter. She don't watch Netflix. Whatever movie she wants to watch, she finds it somehow.
Oh, yeah. She torrents it. So people are even going above and beyond that.
But you notice there's always this one source, like, Netflix, Twitter, there's always this one thing that happens that happens and then this follows. And that's, you notice like when the Obamas and all Democrats started getting jobs in various, this is what happens. This is from them. Just like, did you see Dorsey backing Elon Musk about maybe Trump being on Twitter?
I'm suspicious of that motherfucker.
Well,
though.
I don't trust anybody. But what I'm saying is, a part of me believes that there were people hiding him who were coming down on him and forcing him to do stuff. Because why would you want to lose half your audience? Why?
Well, that's true. I mean, for a while, their biggest investors were that Obama's buddy, that Prince Talawid, whatever his name was, yeah. The one that put Obama that through Trump's. College.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, you know, like, even on the five, with Juan.
Yeah, Juan Williams.
Everybody hates him, but mm-hmm. I thought he was great on that show because it made it fun. You know, being able to debate, hate him, but...
Ugh, do you I want hate
echo chamber?
Much,
an echo
though.
Chamber is just boring, and that's what
I know what you're saying. But Juan would blatantly lie. You
right,
can't
but he
do
gets
that.
Called out.
Yeah, I guess, but it just got to be too much. And it turns out Obama wasn't as beloved as they all thought that he was, because even Netflix even canceled him and
really?
Michelle's show. Yeah, good. They had a couple of things in the works, and Netflix canceled them. So. You know, the people make the decisions ultimately. That you got to play to your audience. And if you start to get ahead of yourself and think that you're telling everybody what they want to watch, you know, you get woke up to it real fast. So thank God things are finally turning around that way.
I'm checking. Yeah, I thought I saw this. Did you see this? Speaking, we got breaking news. Breaking news.
What's this now?
Did you see Elon Musk says his deal to buy Twitter is on hold?
Yeah, that's very interesting. And Twitter's tank or
something
tank,
about finding that they were getting over on the shareholders or something. Let me see.
It was about fake accounts, I think.
Fake accounts, temporary on hold because let me see. Keep talking.
He's reevaluating the number, the percentage of fake accounts on there.
Right,
they told him it's like 5%. Right. He's paying too much for it because there's not as many people, real people on there as they pretend.
So you could probably save money.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same thing with Facebook. Something came out the other day saying, Facebook has how many billion users? And it's like all of us have 5 or 6 accounts on there because they keep banning us. So we have to make more accounts. It's not real numbers.
I got like 7.
At least.
7.
I can't even keep
I'm
track
actually,
of them.
Speaking of which, I'm about to come off, I'm about to like be paroled. I say paroled.
You get your main account back?
Yep, in 3 more days.
It's only been 90 days?
Well, 30 days, 230 days in a row, like literally within 260 days.
So you got back on and within like 2 hours you got banned again.
Yep.
What are you doing on there?
I don't know. So I get paroled. I'm on like house arrest.
They don't ban me altogether. They shadow ban me. So I can still post stuff. It's just that nobody ever sees it.
Well, that's why I made the 6 accounts so I could like them all.
I think they know how to get to you. You know,
they know.
They have algorithms that study your personality and everything that you've ever posted.
And keywords. Tie these keywords.
But I mean, like, they know how it hurts me more. For nobody to see my stuff and still be on there and feel like I'm getting ghosted than if I got shut out altogether. Because if I got shut out altogether, I'd just stop fucking using
That's it.
And I kind of wish that would happen because it takes up way too much of my time anyway. It's like this disgusting
Have you ever
habit.
Been in prison, jail with the Facebook yet?
They stopped me from, they said I was scrolling too fast or something.
What's that
and then
about?
I couldn't access
you
my account.
Quick on with the scrolling.
I know, but I said people need to start posting better stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really the worst that's happened to me, I think. I've never even got a 3-day ban.
I actually, I don't know. I like salmonella better. I do.
You have more followers on that one, don't you?
No.
I think you do.
I don't know.
They like you more than they like Johnny.
Right? It's weird. But the thing, what it is, it's like, well, you know why? Because of my regular account, it's like I have so many friends from the left that...
Yeah.
I know. You can't say what you want. I know I shouldn't give a fuck. I don't know. It ain't even that.
Family members and stuff like that. There's people that you just can't.
All my family members are all fucking. Well, let's just say they're not Republican. They're not Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it's more like my friends I've known for years, 10, 12, even the kids, even all the people I grew up with.
I know.
And it's not like I give a shit because I just don't want to deal with that conversation with them, with a debate or argument with them.
Well, there are some people who are just never going to come around. Like they're never going to be honest enough to say, wow, I was wrong about this, you know.
We did.
Somehow. Did. Thank God we both did too, because it would be so bad if one of us did and one of us didn't.
You know, what's funny is that a lot of them I blocked and they follow me on Instagram.
Oh, that's still weird.
So I get
that's
reminded.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah. Well, they don't know. Who knows? Maybe they think I left Facebook.
Oh, probably.
But they follow me because, because what happened was I started posting a lot and I noticed I can have everything I post go to Instagram. So uh-huh. I kind of built up my Instagram. I had like nothing. I had like 4 posts like in 7-8 years. Now it's up to like 300-400.
I really don't spend any time on anything but Facebook. I try Twitter once in a while. If there's like a link from Facebook to something that's on Twitter, I go on there and I scroll for a while, but it just doesn't do it for me.
I like Twitter. I do. I like, because you know me, I like to say like one quick thing and that's it, walk away.
Yeah.
But I don't have any followers, so nobody sees me. You know what I mean?
And I don't even know how it works.
Well, I purged me. I had like, you know, a nice, decent kind of following and stuff where the more followers you have, the more people will see you. It's like in brackets. Like if I say something and I only have like 7 followers, the person that, like, whatever they call, likes your tweet, they have like 7-10 followers. And then if you have 1,000, you kind of, that bracket of people will see it. But nobody, I mean, I literally tagged Elon. And
you never know with him. He might answer you.
He never got back to me.
Fuck.
I shared that video of, remember when he was going back and forth with AOC? You know, the video I made of her falling off the Empire State Building? I was like giving him some ammo.
He never
got back to me. And that other one who I freaking...
I don't know. He's been kind of busy lately.
Yeah, I know. That's true. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that tags him. It's not like he just gets like so one notification. It's like, woo! You know, it's like 1,000 of them, you know? But what was I going to say?
More.
And that other prick who I like, what's his name? Elijah
Schaefer.
Yeah. Who I kind of like hooked you up with listening to him. And I sent him a video and Twitter. He never got back to me. Like, fuck you, man.
How dare he? Yeah, I know.
Like, he didn't even look at it. You know, like you could tell if somebody seen or something like that, or like in Facebook, the little bubble. I hate that when you send a message and then you see that bubble and they don't get back to you.
You message these people? Wow.
What did we talk about last week? No, not bad. I'm not like that. But him, I sent him a video, a certain video. I'll actually show you and I'll remind me. And then on Twitter, I said, you know what? I'm going to, in my bio, I'm going to say, what did I say? It's funny. I got 9 followers. Okay. And on my bio, I got 2, but at my bio, I was like, I have 9 followers. Please don't follow me. I want to keep it at 9. Thinking like they would like on spite, you know, still got 9.
You're trying to make like some kind of psychological game with these people.
See, I sent it to him. See?
Uh-huh.
Never got back to me. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Look what I said. I made this especially for you, which I didn't. I said that to
Well,
Elon Musk.
He probably knew that you were lying.
Well, and I said, love the podcast. Best one out there. How dare me? How dare he?
How dare you?
Well, I really like, we were listening to it last night.
It's
like
all right.
I don't know. He babbles and he keeps me interested. I kind of like relate.
Yeah.
You know, and I love the fact that he's the gayest guy in the world.
And not.
He's like the not gayest, gayest guy in the world.
I don't know. I think they've been putting something in the water. These millennials, all the guys are like very. When was there last really masculine man?
Besides me. No.
You have your moments.
I'm over here body shaving 2 weeks ago. I should tell
right? Her. Smooth.
I'm stubby, really. But no. Yeah, where's the real men?
Yeah, I mean, remember how our action movies were in like the 80s and the early 90s? All the guys were like big buff, you know?
Yeah.
And now they're all just like these little wussy.
So, yeah.
Femmy, I don't know. They wear dresses to red carpet events and stuff. Yeah, and we're supposed to still like be, you know, here's a guy. I don't know. If they've just,
why do you think they're trying to like stop, like, because the population kind of get guys?
Well, I think that's part of it. They put the atrazine in the water.
Oh, yeah. Atrazine, and you know what? Atrazine? How many, for, I've been, how long I've known you?
Too long. Yeah. 11 years.
I'm going to cut that out. I wish, it feels like all my life I love you. Aww. Oh, I love you too, Joanne. But, oops. Yeah, and for all those years, you need to drink water. You need to drink more water. You need to, and now look. Now look.
That's why they want us to drink the water.
I have an innie.
They're putting it.
I have an innie now. All I have between my legs is this, like this, like this. It's like a hairy softball. That's it. No penis in sight. It's like an elevator button. It's
I can't even elevator button. God.
I gotta stretch it just to pee. I gotta pull it out. Otherwise, it's like Niagara Falls down my balls.
Like a frog.
Like a frog.
Yeah see? Frog. Because of that stuff that turned the frogs gay with it.
I literally, it's like the rainforest when I pee. If I don't pull it out. Like I actually pull it out.
Rainforest. Really, I can think of, remember those things back in the 70s? It was like a cage and the water dripped down. They call them oil lamps, yeah, or something.
70s. I was young.
I know. You're older than me.
Shut up. I'm going to cut that out.
Yeah, probably should, but.
No, but I mean, you know.
But I think it is something to do with the whole population control thing. And that is one thing, you know, even though I'm suspicious of Elon Musk, he did have the nerve to come out and say, if people don't start having more children, our whole species is going to collapse.
Oh, he said to have more children.
Yes, he says you must have more children.
Okay, I'm on his side again for now.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a problem. And he said that the country of Japan is going to no longer exist.
And here we are with our leaders trying to diminish that by abortions.
Yeah.
Kill, kill, kill.
Well, you know, the truth about the whole Planned Parenthood abortion thing is that is racial population control.
Yeah, it's been from the beginning.
Yep. Yep. Margaret Sanger was a big racist, and
it's
she
all
wanted
right there
to,
in front of them. Why don't they?
Why
see
won't
this?
They look at it? I know, because, well, first of all of the search engines are in cahoots to, you know, block all of the information that's out there that goes against their agenda. So it's hard to find this stuff. And then, you know, even the people who want to know the truth, they don't know where to turn, and they vilify everybody who really is telling the truth.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's basic. The Ministry of Truth.
Exactly. Have you seen this broad, by the way? Oh, what a complete idiot. I don't know what they're thinking.
Speaking of which, you know,
Speaking of idiots.
Speaking of, like, we should talk about maybe 2,000 mules, you know?
Yes.
Because I just got fact-checked, you know? because it's on this post, what's her name? Stacey Abrams?
Yeah. Whoever she is.
The GPS tracking data they use to find and trace movements of all these people, with the, stuff in the ballot box. Oh, well, the mail, is it a mailbox or a ballot box?
Ballot boxes. They were mail-in ballots.
Yeah. Well, it was one of these offices being used for these ballot box stuffing was run from Stacey Abrams' office. And I got fact-checked or whatever. But basically, we know that anything that gets fact-checked is the truth.
Uh-huh.
Basically, that's how it's been flipped.
Yeah, and they don't even see that that's how everybody looks at it now. Now, if I see one of those obscured things that they do, little layover like, that I they do, yeah, I want to see it more than anything.
They can't win. They try. They're so fucking desperate. But the Stacey Abrams and shit, it was all stolen. But going back to this whole thing with the election and stuff, I'm gonna go out on a limb. I don't know what the hell that means, but I still believe that it was planned all along. There was no way that they were gonna beat Trump. Nobody was gonna beat Trump. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was they needed a and they're doing it again right now. COVID's coming back, right? Because
there's another election coming up.
They needed to cheat, and the only way to cheat was through mail-in voting,
mm-hmm.
because they know that there would have been no lines at the fuck it. You've seen this guy with his rallies. He had about 10 people in circles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like a fucking...
joke.
Like they were playing Twister or something. I don't know. But, you know, so they all needed a reason. Because I think you couldn't do one without the other. There was no way to do.
No way for them to cheat without the mail-in ballots.
So how do we make sure that we have to run?
Unleash the virus that we've kept under wraps for the past 10 years. Now is the time. We were going to save it for later on after Hillary, but there's no chance now. So we got to just unleash it and control the next 2 years, which they did.
I mean, this whole thing with 2,000 Mules and stuff, what we watch is up. Yeah, I mean, it's all right there. I don't give a shit.
It's if you're a Democrat, irrefutable Republican, it's on video.
Independent. I mean, these people are stuffing ballots one after another. Then they have to, just like you know, DoorDash or Uber Eats or any of those delivery services, part of the way you get paid and make sure that people get their food is you have to take a picture. That's what they go by.
You got to think, though, with all that right there in that movie, and those people are identifiable. If we knew any of them, we would say, oh, that's Linda. We would know that was a person. So these people actually did it have to be shaken in their shoes.
I hope so.
They have to be. Somebody is going to come out. It's like it's going to be a domino effect.
It'll
now
come out somehow.
They said, you know, they call it 2,000 mules, but it was way more people than that that were actually involved in this.
And a lot of them really look like mules. Did you see them?
Not a good looking crew. No,
I'm sorry, man, but fat white women are fucking evil.
Oh, pump the brakes! I'm one of them.
I'm going to edit that. You're not fat. You're not evil.
I'm not.
No, it's all these. I'm going to cut that out, by the way. But, you know, and then they're watching, you see the people behind them who's ready to drop their ballots, and you know, they didn't even care. He was so blatant.
Well, you know, the thing is, and I was going back in my mind when I was watching that, because I went and I voted in person, and I remember seeing a big van or something in the parking lot of where I went to vote, and they were putting ballots in there, and it just seemed like that's par for the course. That's what they're doing with the mail-in ballots. We didn't know, because everything was so weird because of the COVID thing, and everybody knew, well, there are mail-in ballots, and who knew how to handle them? I didn't know.
Yeah.
Could have been going on in front of me, and I wouldn't know what to say.
That was the big part of the plan, was pure fear and no question anything. You know what I mean? I mean, they could say, well, you know what? I work for the so-and-so nursing, you know, home, and this is all the, you know, whatever. But you don't fucking take pictures of the ballot box. You know what I mean? To show proof. That's to show proof you got paid. Why else would you take it?
That's
and you're
crazy.
Supposed to take it as you're dropping it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you're now showing them proof that you did it. It's kind of like me when I was a paper boy, and I used to get up in the morning, get all my papers, throw them down the sewer, and then go back home. You know what I mean?
Collect your paycheck.
And then it's like, well, we didn't get our paper. Well, I don't have the papers, so I delivered them.
Somebody must have stolen
I'm going to cut that out. But anyway, and you know, speaking of, like, what the hell, since COVID, you see with this Fauci? Bert. What's her name? Bird.
Burks.
Y'all took a little bait.
We all knew that it was happening. So, yeah, about that, there's this, what are they called? Let me look here.
We're so uninformed. Ill-informed. We don't do any kind of research.
No, I do research, and I did on this one. Okay, it was Open the Books. They're kind of like a Project Veritas kind of thing. The real journalists who actually, you know, do research and stuff. And they got a hold of, looks like they got a hold of a lot of emails somehow.
Let me let Bart in. Keep talking.
And they said, we estimate that up to $350 million in royalties from third parties, a.k.a. Big Pharma, were paid to NIH scientists during the fiscal years between 2010 and 2020. So, and they named Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins as being recipients of some of this $350 million.
Everybody was paid off.
All of them.
Everybody was paid. Hospitals.
It's so horrible that that's where
the fucking commercials.
Our entire medical community is at. It's all about money with these people now.
Remember they were doing commercials. I mean, they were paying advertisement for COVID.
You yeah.
know what I mean? Like
billions of dollars went to the advertising campaigns.
Bus stops.
Uh-huh.
You know? And not to mention how much, you know, how much fucking animosity they caused in the country, the world. You know,
between family members even. It's like you can't even talk to people anymore about it because there's just two sides. Either you're for it or against it. I mean, it's either, you know, there are those of us, who would never get it and think everybody who got it is fucking crazy. And then there's the other side who's like, well, what are you making such a big deal out of it for? You know, because they're thinking of it just like every other vaccine or shot that we've all been forced to get over the years. And nobody's really paid any attention to whether it's good or bad for you. Well, and to be honest with you, it's kind of funny how this time around, so many of us knew that there was a dark agenda behind it.
Well, hey, you know, when did that start? Because when it first hit the scene, I remember you were supposed to start a job. You remember?
Yeah, I was just starting a new job.
The day of your first day of the job, first day of work is when they shut down everything.
Yeah.
But we just right off the bat seemed a little like weary of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just knew that like Trump was going after like the Democrats and Hunter with the laptop and the money exchanges in the Ukraine and in China and yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
He said China was the real enemy,
mm-hmm.
not Russia.
Right.
And then that hit.
And here this thing comes from China.
And it took away all the narrative and just total fear went across the fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
And we right off the bat kind of were like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm not like anti-vaccine. I mean, even though I think I even got a flu shot ever. Did I?
I've never gotten one. But I had to get an MMR when I worked at a hospital back, you know, maybe 20 years ago. And I got the freaking mumps. It made me sick from the vaccine. And I suffered awful for like 2 weeks. It was horrible. I thought I was going to die. And ever since then, I'd be like, no, I'm not doing it. My mother gets the flu vaccines every year, and she's like, you know, all adamant about it. You should get your flu shot. I was like, I'd rather get the flu, you know?
Well, I know I got sick a couple of times, and I think, was it like 2 years before this? Remember when I was really, really sick? I couldn't even stand. Anyway, here's another thing, too. I've been asked a couple of times why I don't get I'm afraid to get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what my answer always is to them? I was never afraid enough of the virus to get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I had a couple of friends, you'll see, James, from Brooklyn and stuff. We were talking in Messenger and he said he was forced to take it because he works for like this He works for like the Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of like, well, I would have just quit. I don't want to be forced in anything.
I think it's terrible to have an employer force you into a medical decision. That's
the thing.
Against everything I believe in.
They literally took rights away right there.
Uh-huh.
And nobody batted an eye.
Yep.
Because there was a time you couldn't ask anybody about any of their medical information.
You're not supposed
to.
HIPAA thing, you know, I haven't worked in hospitals. That was like a huge thing for us. It's a medical confidentiality. And all of a sudden, it's like out the window. Nobody gives a shit about it.
Okay.
I don't understand how everybody can just let that
go. Because fear conquers all.
Yeah.
Like, it's for our own good. They make you believe that it's for your own good.
But why was it that you and I could see through their fear-mongering and other
psychotics.
People can't?
because of Alex Jones.
It's true. You know, he prepared me for all this. But anytime you see such a huge push on anything, you know, it should raise your suspicions. Oh, well, I was really glad last night to see that Laura Ingraham had that guy on from Open the Books,
yes.
And they talked about Fauci and all of them taking their bribes for 10 years and pretended, playing it off like, oh, we give it to charity. No, that money shouldn't be changing hands to begin with. They should not be taking any money from pharmaceutical companies.
Exactly. That, you know, and he's from Bensonhurst.
Yeah.
I call him Anthony Kickbacks Fauci.
Yeah.
Hashtag virus mobster.
Yep.
Hashtag
that's where it all is.
Of all people.
It's a fucking mafia.
Yep.
Medical mafia.
It's all it is. The government to the mafia. But anyway, Joe, I mean, it's been a great show, right?
Yeah. I guess we should wrap it up.
Yeah. I mean, unless you have anything else you need to say, but.
No, we'll save it for another day, but this was fun.
Yep.
Thanks so much for listening. Please give us a like, subscribe.
Just subscribe. The Met game's about to start. So,
okay.
Peace.
Adios.
Okay.